to everybody. I feel happy to be with you, so sincere. I thank Mr. Rajaraman and Rashmi and to all the members of the Satsanga for inviting me to others. It is my privilege and pleasure to participate in this Satsanga. So I am too far from you. It is the will and wish of Mantralaya Rayalu to spread its message across the seven oceans. The website, infogyo.globalrabindravan.org, is doing the noble service to the devotees of the universe. It has united and connected the largest number of devotees of the world under the shelter of Mantralaya Rayalu. All are benefited and enjoying the fruits in their lives by their bhakti, devotion, faith and belief. And demigods to the noble and the divine satsanga, my effort is only a drop in the ocean of the course. Today, I wish to describe regarding the avatars of Rayalu, the importance of Mantralaya and Vishalaya, the importance of Guru Stotra and Shyapanacharya, faith, belief, nambike of the Guru Jagannatha Dasa. All the dasas, kaplikas, apodakshya pranis, believe the avatars of Sri Raghavendra Tirtharu as Prahlada, Bhajita and Vyasarajana. It is heartening to note that Sri Hari took Narasimha avatara for the sake of Prahlada Rayalu. While Sri Narasimha Devaru was furious with his avatara of Mithiling Hiranyakashipu, which is made taking Guru on his lap. Nobody had the courage to go, pray, talk and console. It was Prahlada who prayed to Narasimha Devaru to the Sotras and that man. The Narasimha Devaru was highly pleased with Sri Prahlada Rajaru. So today, we find on the top of the Raya Vrindavana, Sri Narahari, Rama, Krishna, Vedavyasa, as our Sri Gopala Dasaru has said in one of his Puravis, Narahari, Rama, Krishna, Vedavyasa, Yeradu, Nalakku, Murutigalu, Dinagina Chilli Nutana, Utigalagu, Dinagina Chilli Nutana, Utsalagalagu, Yanana Sandani, Vipra Bhojana, etc. In Rakavita, Rama was Bhagika and participated in the Mahabharata, the great battle of 18 days. In Kali Yuga, Rayalu took the avatara as Sri Vyasa Rajaru and worshipped the Krishna Rupi Paramatma with the greatest devotion. With a strong desire of performing the puja of Sri Mula Ramadevaru, Vyasa Rajaru born as Venkatanatha Venkatabhattaru and became Sri Raghavendra Tirtharu. Just as Sri Vibhurendra Tirtharu born as Virendra Tirtharu, and Sri Jitamitra was born as Sri Sulindra Tirtharu. Rayalu was born and brought up in Tamil Nadu, lived for many years in Kumbakonam, performing the seva of Sri Vidyavendra Tirtharu on the sacred bank of Kaveri. As for Sri Hari Sankalpa, Apodakshya Jnani Sri Raghavendra Tirtharu, knowing the importance of Mantralaya, started his journey from Kumbakonam to Mantralaya. Our Rayalu arrived from the bank of Kaveri to the bank of Tungabhadra and accepted Mantralaya from Siddhi Masood Khan and the Nawab of Adoni through Diwan Venkanna, who always lived with Rayalu, taking all the arrangements in Mantralaya to set up the houses of Brahmins and the Rayalu Mutt. It is quite interesting and important to note that it is Venkanna who arranged for Vrindavana from Madhavarashila and was fortunate enough to hear the last speech of Rayalu and witness the Vrindavana Pravesha of Sri Raghavendra Tirtharu, the most kind and the great saint of this world. How fortunate was our Venkanna. Sammatra and Prahata the most loving private attendant, Paricharaka, Shishya of the Prahlada Rajaru, during Prahlada Avatara, in Krutayuga, was again born in Kali Yuga and became the Parama Shishya as Sri Apanacharya in Vikshalaya, Vichali, and Sri Krishna Madhutaro in Sandur, both on the sacred bank of Tungabhadra. The Apanacharya of Vichali became the most dearest and the favorite Shishya of Rayu for the sake of the sacred Siddhi Kshetra Mantralaya and for the sake of Vikshalaya, the Apanacharya, Rayu selected Mantralaya to remain in Yoga Mudra. Venkanna was unwilling to hand over the Mantralaya as it was not a fertile land. Rayu said, "I want only this Mantralaya," and asked Venkanna to dig there and found and sought the Angara as of Yaga performed during Prahlada Avatara, and also found an idol of the Rudra Devarod, that is the Shivalinga, worshipped at that time. Rayu selected that Yaga place for his Vrindavan. Later, the Yogindra Tirtharu did the Pratisthapana of the Rudra Devarod in front of Rayu Vrindavana, that is at the right side of the Pranadevaru, facing to Rayu. Pranadevaru was also made of Madhavara Shila. Madhavara Shila is full of sanctity, as the Ramadevaru has taken rest on that rock during the Vanavasa. Rayu explained all this to Jivan Venkanna. Jivan Venkanna and Siddhi Matukkam became the close devotees of Rayu. Their life turned fruitful as the offered Mantralaya has put a desire of Rayu. Jivan Venkanna, with his strong faith in Rayu, found a metamorphosis change in his life and is bent with gratitude to Mantralaya and Rayu. Ever since Sri Raghavendra Tirtharu came to Mantralaya and started living there, Apanacharya became a close associate of Rayu. Their friendship grew. Sri Apanacharya accepted Rayu as his guru, father, friend, well-wisher, philosopher, guide and god. Frequently Rayu visited Vichali, stayed in his house of Apanacharya. They both used to sit on the Chapadakate, the most sacred place. It is important to note that Sri Sripada Rajaru, Sri Vyasa Rajaru, Sri Gitamitraru have visited this sanctum and installed the idols of Sri Narasimha Devaru, Prana Devaru and Shesha Devaru. Such a holy place in Chapadakate on the bank of Tungabhadra in Vichali. Mantralaya Rayu and Apanacharya have spent the most valuable time at Japanakate, and Rayu was pleased with the bhakti, seva and the hospitality of Apanacharya. While Rayu was in Vichale, Apanacharya himself was blending the dal chutney for Rayu, as Rayu liked it very much. See, Apanacharya, a highly intelligent personality, is full of knowledge, culture, rich Sanskrit vocabulary, Pratibha Sampanna, imagination, the power of creativity, Ashukavitva, and above all, the pleasing and obedient manners were all liked by Rayu very much. There is a saying in English, "As we grow old, our fondness will meet us." Like that, Sri Apanacharya and Rayu were unable to tolerate the separation of each other. Due to their heart to each other, antaranga premi, the affectionate relationship grew, and Rayu understood that in the presence of Apanacharya, the Vrindavana Pravesha is highly impossible. Apanacharya will not tolerate the separation, and Apanacharya will never allow Rayu to enter the Vrindavana. So Rayu sent Apanacharya for Madhva Sanchara. Then Rayu asked Venkanna to announce the day of Vrindavana Pravesha on Shravana Krishna Paksha Dvitiya to all the devotees. Thus, our Bhikshalaya Sri Apanacharya is on the top of the list of the Mantralaya devotees. The Aparacharya came to know this news from others. With tears and sorrow, he started to Mantralaya from the Chapadakati of Pichari. At that time, owing to the rainy season, Tungabhadra River was in full speed. He never cared for that. Remembering his guru, walked through the river. He was in deep sorrow. His heart throbbed for Rairu. Started saying, Tripura Gura Rujitta Payoti Bara, composed extempore. As much of Jyotur ecstasy, faith he had in Rairu, Tungamma gave the way for his belief and bhakti. By the time Aparacharya reached Mantralaya, the last stone of the Vrindavana was placed, and he could not see his loving guru anymore. Aparacharya's stone immediately stopped. He could not say anything of the fated Tripitaka's Guru Tripura. Rairu completed his stotra sitting in the Vrindavana, saying, Sakshi Hari Ar Chotri. At that time, Rairu was chanting Hari Griva Mantra. Our Vichari Sri Aparacharya's Guru Stotra, Dandaka, Mangalasaka, Gadya became very popular and famous. Rairu is highly pleased with this stotra, and today we can find crores and crores of devotees chant this Rairu Stotra, Guru Stotra of Aparacharya. The world will never forget the contribution of Vichari Sri Aparacharya. In the past, we have not seen such a divine imaginative creativity. And in the future, also we will never find such a great, memorable deity, leader, Vrikshalaya Sri Aparacharya. In accordance with the brilliant wish of Rairu, Aparacharya is built the Ekachala Vrindavana of Rairu on the Chapadakati, on the bank of the sacred Tungabhadra, and spent the rest of his time in Japadakate and Mantralaya, always naming Rairu. Om Sri Raghavendraya Namaha, Ittastha Kshanamantrata Chakita Bhavitam Nityam Ittastha Sunusamshaya. Dear devotees, Aparacharya has told this in Guru Stotra. Om Sri Raghavendraya Namaha is the Vidakshara Mantra of Rairu by Sri Aparacharya. Devotees chanting this Siddhi Mantra with devotion, you will definitely get the things done, desires are fulfilled, and there is no doubt about that. Vichari Aparacharya challenges this. The great Sanskrit alphabet, Om Sri Raghavendraya Namaha, is the Sanjeevani mantra to the devotees today. Sri means Raghavendra Guru, staying in my head and always blessed. Rairu is a staunch Aradhaka of Sri Rama, Sri Mura Rama. I surrender to Rairu. Rairu will protect from all the evils, dangers and disasters. When the worshipper of Tirumala Srinivasa Devaru, Venkatesha, yes. Let Rairu liquefy all of our bad deeds and protect. Rairu, the sacred Yeti, Saint Swami, Nama Sankirtana Sustaya. He plays Rairu. Rairu Nama Sankirtana. We propitiate Rairu. Maha. That Rairu will remove all of our feelings of hatred and jealousy. The Vidakshara Mantra of Rairu purifies our body, heart and mind, and imparts Siddhi. So, Aram Dravayate Yasmat Venkaro Vanchasapada. Raghavendra Yudhisthasmat Loke Chato Bhavishyati. Agam Dravayata Yasmat Venkaro Vanchasapada. Raghavendra Yudhisthasmat Loke Chato Bhavishyati. Rairu is not an ordinary saint. He is an extraordinary saint. So the miracles of Rairu are the blessings of Sri Hari by his grace in accordance with the Shastras and are reconciled by the philosophy of Srimadacharya. Only to help and do Uttara and thereby put the devotees in the right path and increase Hari Bhakti, as Rairu said in the last speech. The last speech of Mantralaya Rairu,
is a great valuable thing to all of us. Regarding faith, belief, bhakti, sandhiti, I like to quote the incident which happened in the life of the Guru Jagannatha Dasam. In Koshiki, Kaushika Kshetra, near Adani, Kurnool district, Andhra Pradesh, there lived a several Sattvika couple by name Sri Venkatagiri Acharya and Sitamma. Venkatagiri Acharya, a great Sanskrit scholar, Pandit, a devotee, a respectable man in Kaushika Kshetra. Since several years passed, and he taught Adani Santana, so went to Yamaramapura, 9 years to Mantaraya, that is about 3 miles. There lived a great devotee of Mantaraya Rayaru and Sri Panchamukhi Pranadevaru by name Sri Krishna Acharya. He was an Abhavakshya Jnani, popularly called as Yamaramapura's Appa. When Venkatagiri Acharya met Appa in his house, Appa was just opening the puja box to start the puja. Venkatagiri Acharya explained that they have no children, thanking just the Satsantana. Do not worry, Acharya. Here is a pearl in this puja box. Just take it. You will get a pearl like sun. It will shine in your family, culture, society, and the philosophy of our Srimad Acharya. After a few months, Sitamma gave birth to a male child and named as Swami Raya. Swami Raya did not read well, always indulged in playing and engaged in making mischief. Venkatagiri Acharya, the father, worried a lot. Once, a resident of Koshiki, that is Kaushika Kshetra, said, if my son would have done this sort of mischief like Swami Raya, I would have killed him. After hearing this, Swami Raya realized that he has wasted the precious time in childhood. He went to Kallur, where his maternal uncle lived, to learn and gain some knowledge. But he was not in Kallur at that time. Without waiting for his arrival, straight away, Swami Raya went to Budambalakoti near Koshiki, where Maruti is very famous and prolific, full of sanctity. Swami Raya, with intense seva to Budambalakoti Maruti, like a tapasya. In the night, Pavamana Maruti, Anjaneya, appeared in his dream, wrote the Bijakshara on his tongue, and said, Swami Raya, go home. Mantaraya Rayaru will come to your house and teach you. So, as for the dream, Swami Raya came home. During night, Rayaru came in his dream and stood before him. Swami Raya touched the feet of Rayaru and did Sastanga Namaskara. Rayaru also touched his head and blessed Swami Raya. Immediately he became a jnani, was full of knowledge of Vedas, Upanishads and the Srimad Acharya philosophy by the Anugraha of Rayaru. Swami Raya became Koshiki Swami Raya Acharya. Swami Raya became Koshiki Kshetra Swami Raya Acharya, attained the creative capacity, pratibha, imaginative power, and wrote abundant literature in Kannada about Mantaraya Rayaru, Sri Hari, and Srimad Acharya, and became Sri Guru Jagannatha Dasu. He had also composed in Sanskrit, called the Ankita as Guru Jagannatha Vitala. Became Aparoksha Jnani, a great devotee of Mantaraya Rayaru, the joy of his father, Venkatagiri Acharya, knew no bond. By the miracle of Rayaru, Swami Raya became Guru Jagannatha Dasu. He believed Mantaraya Rayaru very strongly. His popular song is very well known. Nambi Chattavarillavai Gurugala Nambare Chaduvaruntu. This is a call to the devotees of the universe சுப்பிரியாவை மந்திராலயாராயிரு those who believe Rahul are all happy today. Rahul inherited all Himala and Punya during Pallar Avatara and today magnanimously distributing to all of us irrespective of caste and creed. Dear devotees, I appeal to all to believe Rahul. Have faith in Rahul, a rare talent in the world. The world has never seen. Look at it, look at the developments of Mantralaya and the devotees. Look at Bhikshalaya, what an amount of faith and affection the Apanacharya has towards Rahul. I hope that this faith, belief, Nambike, many of you have experienced life, many of you have experienced in your life wherever you are. Mantralaya Sri Guru Raghavendra, Mantra, Sri Raghavendra Guru Sahib Homal Mantra Kate, Murtika, Keshavasra are always precious boon to the devotees. Mantralaya Rayaru is sitting in the Vrindavana, guiding and blessing all of us and always wherever you are. We all have to surrender this great saint and get our things desire and also the knowledge and mukti. The Mangalastaka of Mantralaya Rayaru, written by Bhikshalaya Sri Apanacharya, Ranga Tunga Taranga Mangala Kalasri Tunga Patradadade Pratyastha Vijapunga Malayasam Mantralaya Kyapare Novayin Mabaya Reena Bhavya Kala Vrata Vrindavan Antarkata Srimat Satguru Raghavendra Yajirat Puryasu Mangalam. Rayaru is sitting in the Vrindavana on the bank of the sacred Mantralaya and he is blessing all the Mangala, all the good things, always to us. Dear devotees, I am very much thankful to you for listening me to. And today, you are given an opportunity to share some of my ideas with you. I don't know how much you have followed me. If there are anything mistakes, that is of mine, and I always welcome additions and additions.